Now, last week, we brought on board a new client. And this particular recruitment company first started talking to us 2 years ago. And at the time, we had a conversation, we mapped out a proposal for them, and it just wasn't quite right for them then. And that is a big word to remember. Then. So it was a no. So we'd spent time creating a proposal, we'd spent time going to meet them, but it didn't work. For whatever reason, at that point in time, it didn't work. Now that client has come back and the proposal has doubled in size and we are now working with them. Now, that could have been a situation where we just let it go and just thought, well, they don't work with us, that's fine, move on to the next. Instead, we had a strategy in place, because one of the mistakes that many people make is just because somebody says no, they think it's forever. And it isn't always the case, provided you have a strategy around that no pile. When people tell you no, don't assume it's forever. And that's what the subject of today's podcast is all about. And I'm going to cover four particular areas that you can focus on to make sure that you leverage as much as you can from that no pile.
Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing Podcast with Denise Oyston and Sharon Newey. Marketing can transform the growth of your recruitment business and faster than most people realize. So join in now as we discuss how marketing can generate more clients and increase your talent pool.
A quick reminder before we get into today's podcast, for those of you that maybe have found us for the first time, you can get a full transcription of this recording if you head over to superfastrecruitment.co.uk. And if you go along to the blog and just search on podcasts, you will find all the different podcasts. And for all of our podcasts now, we make sure that there is a transcription there that you can read if that's your preference. So when a client or candidate says no to us, initially we can think, bugger, or words to that effect. However, it just may be at that point in time, they're a different element of the buying cycle. So they may not be ready. They may be a browser as opposed to a buyer. And what's great is if we can actually grab hold of these people, metaphorically speaking, when they're in that position of they're not quite sure what it is that they want, by using some of the strategies that we teach around your authority positioning, when they do decide to come back to you and they do decide that they want to move, then you are likely to be the person that they will connect with. Now, in our own business life, we have quite a current story at the moment. We are moving our office. We've had an office renovated and we're going to have a VoIP phone system installed. Now, the first time I was thinking about this, we weren't in the position to have the VoIP system installed, but I went ahead and started researching and got in contact with a couple of companies that could deliver the service for us. And I made it very clear, having been in that situation myself, I'm always really clear with people that we're not buying now, but I would like some information and can you help me? And it's been really interesting, the experience of being in connection with two different people, one of whom decided that it was of no interest to them to keep in contact with me because they didn't know whether this was just somebody ringing up and they couldn't, I think, be bothered. And then another person that's kept in regular contact and not overbearingly so, but sending me a couple of pieces of information. And so which one do you think that when we install a VoIP phone system in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to go with? Absolutely, because somebody kept in contact and somebody answered the questions that we had. Now, because they have kept front of mind with me through the email connection that they've made, and actually a couple of phone calls as well, then that is going to be the decision that we will go with provider X as opposed to provider Y. And that is the same in all walks of life. And it's the same for your candidates and it's the same for your clients. So let's just look at this relatively speaking. When people come along and they connect with you, not everyone is qualified. Not everyone is at that point where they're ready to buy yet. However, if you connect with them and you demonstrate your authority in your sector, who do you think that they will go along and connect with again when they're ready to move? You, of course they will, provided that you keep in contact. And that's why it's really important to build things into your system to make sure that you are consistently nurturing people. Because the truth is, you spend money on your website, you might spend money outsourcing some of your marketing. We deliver marketing for a number of different companies through their content, which they pay for, which is bringing in inbound leads for them. So you're investing all that money. So imagine that a candidate comes along and they're not quite qualified yet, or they haven't quite made that decision to work with you. You have invested in acquiring that prospect or lead. Therefore, don't just stick them in an open pile and think, oh, well, that one didn't work. That one didn't convert. They may convert over the long haul. They may convert over time because, you know, for all of us, our careers are really important to us, and they're not something that we tend to have an impulse reaction around. Some people do, but, you know, as a general rule of thumb, people don't. So therefore, what can you do? How can you keep front of mind with these people? Now, I always talk about, when we talk to clients about this, around, you know, maybe a touch campaign that they have that is not overbearing, but just keeps them front of mind with people. There are four things that you can do to help this work. Now, a couple of things are quite easy. And number one is about sharing concepts periodically. So you may be listening to this podcast because you are connected to us on LinkedIn and you've seen one of our social shares. So you've gone along and clicked it and had a look at that. Or you may be on our email database. Every week we will send a communication out to people to inform people that there's new content on the blog and that people can go along and listen to it if it's relevant for them. And we do a range of content that is created specifically for people at different points in their marketing journey. So it may be, you know, if you're thinking about email marketing and the email from us drops in on 1 week about email marketing, you're probably going to go and have a look at that. But you may not have a look at the marketing strategy one that's dropped in the week before. So we provide a range of content, and this is a hint as well, a range of content that you guys will find interesting, and you can do exactly the same for your candidate. So it's sharing that, you know, it's a touch point, and it could be specifically tailored because of the systems that we now have in place, not just us, but everybody. Then you can make this really, really tailored to your audience. And the other thing is maybe to share some results. So maybe we always encourage our clients to create case studies and to proactively ask for testimonials, because when someone is considering using a recruitment company, there is still bad press out there about recruiters and what they do. And probably not anybody that listens to this podcast because you're thinking about how you can develop your company. But imagine if you've got a testimonial or a case study from a candidate about how you help them, or a client, then people have that phenomenon that happens, which is people like us. So, they've worked with this person here. They've worked with Jane, and Jane's very like me. So that must mean that they can help me. So that makes a real difference. Now, the other things you can do a little bit more active is to make an offer. And that could be anything. So like for us, it might be an offer of a free strategy session or a product that maybe we've sold in the past that we're giving away for free. So it could be something like that, or a free webinar. So you're running an offer to someone to help them engage with you. And for recruiters, that could be a career consultation, because, you know, you guys know an awful lot about careers, and, you know, offer that as something to your candidates. And then, you know, it could be that you just pick up the phone and speak to them, just touch base. You know, how many of you have had this situation where you've rung somebody up, and either a client or a candidate, and they said, oh God, I was just thinking about you and looking for your phone number. And it's one of those woo-woo moments where you think, wow, I'm glad I decided to follow up. Because things change in people's lives. You really do not know what might be at the other end of the telephone when you're speaking to one of your candidates or clients. Something may have happened in their personal life. Something may have happened. You know, they may have had a new manager that comes in that they just don't gel with, or they've just discovered that their partner is having a baby, or vice versa. And, you know, they know that, okay, so I need to take my career to the next level because I've got somebody to provide for, or I'm getting married. All these sorts of things run through people's minds, and they can happen really, really quickly. And before you know where you are, you're 2 or 3 months down the line and you haven't made a connection with that person. So you need to diarize that type of thing. So just because somebody says no, it doesn't mean it's forever. So this is Denise from Superfast Recruitment saying bye for now.